For only the second time, the women of Philadelphia City Council have collaborated to advance a package of bills. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that they're focused on eliminating health risks from lead.
The councilwomen plan to introduce legislation aimed at protecting Philadelphia children from lead exposure. Councilwoman Helen Gims says the city's been increasingly conscious of lead paint poisoning for years, but the issues in Flint, Michigan have highlighted potential problems in drinking water.
While our city has made admirable progress addressing the dangers of lead paint, the package of bills will take this even a step farther by enacting new regulations to ensure that schools and childcare centers adhere to strict lead testing requirements and that all landlords and property sellers disclose the presence of lead water service lines.
Councilwoman Janie Blackwell says the school testing provision is paramount.
Because children eat, many of them eat their main meals in school, and so we have to have water that is safe for them to drink. So this is an idea whose time has long since come, and we have to work hard. I know part of the biggest challenge is going to be enforcement.
Councilwoman Cindy Bass says an earlier council hearing on the dangers of lead poisoning motivated her to call for expanding regulations on lead paint disclosure.
I walked in with one mindset and walked away with a completely different idea based on the information that was presented by the water department. I was quite disturbed, I have to say.
Hearings on the measures probably won't occur until council returns from its summer recess in the fall. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.